So let's start in Victoria, where there's more grim news today. A staggering 288 COVID-19 cases have been confirmed there in the past 24 hours. That figure surpasses New South Wales' record for the most infections diagnosed in a single day since the pandemic reached our shores. And there are warnings there's likely worse to come. There's also growing alarm about leakage into New South Wales. We'll go there shortly. But first, let's go to our reporter, Rhett Burney, on the Victorian situation. Hi, Rhett. That huge number of new infections comes on Melbourne's second day of lockdown. A lot of testing too. We'll talk about that in a moment. But what's the Premier had to say about these numbers?
Well, look, very concerning numbers today, Linda. Premier Daniel Andrews really didn't beat around the bush when he announced those shocking figures. As you said, 288 new COVID-19 cases. Now, alarmingly, just 26 of those new infections have been traced to known outbreaks. So the remaining 266 cases are under investigation. And these numbers are the worst to be recorded by a state or territory since this pandemic began.
But a huge number of tests, as we mentioned. What does that tell us?
Yeah, well, Dan Andrews says that they are the result, these diagnoses are the result of more than 35,000 tests in the state just yesterday. So he says that puts things into perspective and that it helps to then ID close contacts of those people and isolate them. But he's warned that Victorians should expect that things in terms of numbers will get worse before they get better. He spoke this afternoon and here's what he had to say.
The best response to these numbers and the worst numbers that are likely to follow them is for all Victorians to play their part. I know it's not easy. I know that it's not pleasant. I know it's very frustrating and we'd all like this to be over, but we cannot ignore the reality of the circumstances we face. And if each of us work together, we'll be able to get to the other side of this and we'll be able to begin that opening up again.
Victoria's Premier Dan Andrews there. Rhett, Victorian authorities have issued new advice on face masks for parts of Victoria today. Who does it apply to and where and when should they be worn?
Yeah, so Victorian's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton, he's telling Victoria living in those lockdown areas that they really should consider wearing a face mask if they have to leave their home for one of those four essential reasons, especially if they can't be sure that they'll be able to socially distance. So the examples that he's given are, you know, if you're hopping in a taxi or if you're going to the grocery store and you're not sure that, you know, there won't be lots of people there. Brett Sutton says that while wearing a mask in those areas is recommended, it is at this stage only an advice message, so it's not mandatory. And here he is speaking the
A number of other studies data has really shown that masks do make a significant difference, potentially. Even understanding that people don't always wear them perfectly, that they don't provide perfect protection, but when they're worn very broadly across a population where people can't distance that 1.5 metres, they can make a difference. They can reduce transmission by up to 2/3. That's a really important additional measure. And when we're trying to do absolutely everything in Victoria to drive transmission down, it's a really important additional tool.
So that's Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, speaking this afternoon. Now, Linda, all of this unfolds, as all of this unfolds in Melbourne, other states and territories are becoming more and more nervous about the prospect of moving ahead with the easing of their planned easing restrictions. Tasmania's decided to delay the planned reopening of its border with the rest of the country, aside from Victoria, of course. So they were scheduled to reopen on July 24, and that will be held off to July 31. And then in Western Australia, the Premier there, Mark McGowan, has postponed the lifting of restrictions to Phase 5. Now, that was due to come in next weekend, but he's postponed that until August. Of course, WA has no evidence of community transmission, but the Premier says there's been an increase in people wanting to enter the state, and he's just not willing to run the gauntlet. Linda?
Thanks very much for that. Rhett Burney, our reporter there.